What started as a favour for a friend 4 years ago has turned into the gift of life for seven strangers. On November the 19th, 14 people went under the knife in Australia's largest paired kidney exchange. The record-breaking operation was made possible because of the generosity of one man from regional Victoria. Matilda Morozzi has our story.
The dialysis machine gives life-saving treatment for people with kidney failure, but it doesn't provide a cure. On average, patients need treatment 3 times a week for the rest of their lives, restricting where they can work and travel. Thanks to Paul Bannon, now 7 Australian families are no longer shackled to a dialysis machine. After the 54-year-old sparked the country's largest live kidney exchange when he decided to donate his organ to a person he's never met.
I have a saying, a stranger's a mate that I haven't met yet. So somewhere along the line I've helped a mate and that's it.
The decision to donate began in 2011 when his friend Rob Cairns discovered his kidneys were failing.
Originally it was just going to be a one-on-one donation, so Rob and I were compatible, so it was just going to be a straight donation.
But before Paul Bannon was ready to donate, Rob Cairns received a kidney from a deceased donor. Doctors told Mr. Bannon he could walk away from the program because his friend no longer needed help.
I had a week to, you know, have a talk to Rob, have a think about what I was going to do, and I decided there and then that I was going to stay on the program because Rob and I talked about the difference it had already made just in that week, you know, with him receiving that kidney, the difference it made to him. So it was a pretty easy decision to make.
Before he was allowed to donate, Paul Bannon had to undergo a complete lifestyle transformation. He lost 15 kilograms, gave up his pack-a-day smoking habit, and started to exercise.
My GP wanted me to cut down on the smoking, watch my cholesterol, drop the sugar out of my diet. And as he said, if he had known that it would take just me to lose a kidney, he would have cut it out years ago.
Paul is unique. He's a fantastic hero, really.
Professor Steve Holt is the Director of Nephrology at the Royal Melbourne Hospital.
By putting his kidney into the paired kidney exchange program, we were able to help 7 people transform their lives and get off dialysis.
Usually, a kidney donation occurs between 2 people who know each other. But in the case of a paired kidney exchange, patients with willing donors who are incompatible swap donor kidneys.
With a paired kidney exchange, we often facilitate 2 transplants or perhaps 3 transplants, but 7 is the biggest transplant chain that we've managed to date in Australia.
As for Paul Bannon, he's looking forward to getting back to his regional community and continuing to put his body on the line to help others.
It's just nice to be a part of something, but you know, I'm a volunteer firefighter. You know, I'm used to being a part of something big. This is just another part. It's a big influence on 7 people, and yeah, that's really great. 7 families, absolutely brilliant. I'm only a small part of that.
That's organ donor Paul Bannon ending Matilda Morozzi's report.